And now it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Mexa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Yamaha Outboards, official motor sponsor of Let's Talk Hookup. Royal Polaris, the world's finest long-range sports fisher. By Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best, Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock God Rick Mexa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup, man. Do we have a great show for you today? Danny Wade, I would just say fishing expert and a great buddy and a great guy is going to be joining us. And, man, if you have questions about jig fishing, there's not a better guy on the coast. It's going to be a great time. We're going to be talking all kinds of great fishing, yellowtail, this great tuna fishing that's going on, and a whole lot more. You stay tuned. You're in for a great one. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup, Southern California's sport fishing voice on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the mightier 1090.
The perfect day is my family and I on the boat out on the waterway. I love it. Nothing but sun, snacks, fishing, and of course, life jackets for everyone. Save the ones you love. Life jackets save lives. A message from California State Parks Division of Boating and Waterways.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.
You've heard all about it. You know the anglers catch and fish have it, so what's holding you back? It's a fact. FishDope.com really does help you catch more fish and burn less fuel. FishDope.com is the only fish finding service with a spotter plane along with a crew of top anglers on the water almost every day that report actual locations and catches. You can get daily catch reports from Point Conception to San Martin Island, 365 days a year. FishDope.com is for everyone, whether you have your own boat, fish on your friend's boat, or a sport boat. FishDope.com has online planning tools, moon phase, tides, hot bite icons, and more. So bottom line is, if you don't have FishDope.com, well, you're probably missing a lot of bites. Membership costs less than $50 of gas, and that's for the entire year. That's right, 1 year. What a bargain! Plus, use a special code to save $20 on a new FishDope.com membership. Check it out today. FishDope.com. Catch more fish, burn less fuel.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Going to be a great show today. Again, having a great buddy in here, Mr. Danny Wade. Danny, thanks for joining us. Morning.
Hey, no problem.
Pumped it.
This ought to be fun.
Yeah, totally. Solo show this morning. The boys are out traveling, so it's just Danny and I hanging out, which I think is going to make for a very fun show. Pete is all the way up, and I think he's in Anchorage this morning, leaving for the big Katmai trip, which will be a fun one. And then Corey on his way down to El Salto, so it's just Danny and I. So I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing or if that means you need to cover the bleep button for poor Christian or what, but we're going to have a good time talking fishing for the next couple hours for sure.
That's what we're here for.
Yeah, totally. So Danny has been a bud of mine since, I mean, I started working at Fisherman's Landing when I was in high school, which I don't even like to say is damn near 25 years ago now, and Danny has been one of those guys that has just fished forever. I always think that Danny's got, like, the best attitude when it comes towards fishing. You just not a sugarcoat or not a no-nonsense guy, not a pump your chest, look at all this big fish that I caught and check out my picture on Instagram because I'm the man. You've just done it for a really, really long time because you really like doing it.
Yeah.
Is that fair to say?
Oh, yeah, exactly. I don't care whose rod and reel I'm using. Yeah. I don't, you know, what line I'm using, what brand of jigs I'm using. I use all of it.
Totally.
And I just go. I go because it's fun. You know, the whole surface iron thing is just, it's not because you're going to make a ton of money doing it. It's not because of anything of that nature. It's because of the bite.
It is. It's the bite. What is it about that type of fishing that a guy like yourself that's done all types of fun fishing out there? We have Roy Rose on tomorrow. It could be whoever person you name at that level. When we ask them, the question gets asked, what's your favorite type of fishing? That's brought up on the callers might ask on the show. You might ask a guy in fun. A guy who's done it his whole life and's caught big cow tips and a big marlins, I would say 90% of them, 90% of them say the same thing, surface iron yellowtail fishing.
Oh, yeah.
That's everybody's favorite.
Yeah. I mean, you remember when we did that Dick Chuck ball with Boog on San Diego?
Sure.
And Michael Foulkes and all that? Michael was interviewing him for a little spell, and why do you do this? He said, it's for that 2.5 seconds. And that's what it is. It's that you just see the fish get on it,
yeah.
You see the mouth open, you see them roll on it, your line comes tight, and that's what it's all
about. That's it. That's everything. And it means a little bit more when you catch one that way, especially when all of the pieces of the puzzle come together. You're standing at the rail talking to your buddy. There's not a lot going on. And a bird flies one way, and he twitches just enough that made you think, hey, there's something going on there, and you fire a cast, and next thing you know, you see him on it, and you see him eat it. Like, that one, you earned it.
Yeah, I mean, that's what it's all about. And the same thing calico bass fishing. I mean, it's all the same. You know, it's all about that. Paying attention, you're seeing what's going on, you put it in the right place, you turn the handle, and you get paid off, you know, with a bite. Doesn't matter if it weighs 40 pounds or if it weighs 7 pounds.
Yeah, you know,
it's all the same, you know. It's all about the bite.
That's it.
And it's all about watching the bite, you know.
Now, it seems to be the thing that guys, I don't know what you call it, what the word is, graduate to or elevate to, you know, when you start fishing. You fish with a sinker, and then as you become, you know, sport boat fishing, and then as things go on and you do a little bit more of it, you start getting really good at fly line fishing, and it seems to be at least in Southern California sport boat, it's like the last thing or the fun thing or the hardest thing or whatever, however you want to call it. It's the graduated level, and is it because of that, you think? Just because it's a little tougher, it's a little, you do have to earn them, or you got to figure it out a little more, or is it just because when at the end of the day, it's just the most fun way to catch one?
Well, I think it's kind of all of the above. You know, it is, in my opinion, the most fun way to catch them. Locally, you know, up and down this coast, bass fishing, yellowtail fishing, anything of that nature. I haven't touched a bait other than hooking and handing or something like that for I can't tell you how long.
Sure.
And I have no intentions of doing it because it's just so much fun. But you graduate to it. You know, it's a little tiny click where this jig fishing takes place, Santa Barbara to San Diego. And that's not very much area when you consider how big this Pacific coast is.
What an interesting thing, and you're absolutely right about that, because bait fishing and trolling and a yo-yo type jig of some flavor, that happens absolutely everywhere.
You can go to Alaska and do that.
Yeah.
You know? You can go to Panama and do that.
Right.
You know,
and those two places, you might be using the exact same thing in the same style, but you're absolutely right. A DW1 on a 10-foot rod doesn't happen virtually anywhere else. So that's a great call.
And part of it is, and Don Sansom is the one who gave me this way back when. You know, what was called the Golden Triangle is Cedros Benitez to San Martin, you know, for years and years and years.
Okay.
And depending, most of that fish down there is not necessarily surface iron fish.
Okay.
You know, you get some up in the shallows, up in the lee of Cedros, and in and around, especially in the middle, and Benitez. But it's a lot of yo-yo fish.
Uh-huh.
And anywhere else, you know, it's a lot of yo-yo fish. You go to Laredo, it's a lot of yo-yo fish.
Right.
Up here, and we're assuming it's because of the bait stocks we have.
Mm-hmm.
We throw this bait at them, and they come up from the bottom, because they're living on the bottom anyway, you know, unless they're out looking for something to eat.
Sure.
And they come up, and they come looking around, and that's where the surface iron comes into play. And surface iron is not that far different from bait fishing. A guy bait fishing, say he's got his 30-pound one-aught hook, number one hook, whatever it is, looks for the best bait he can find. It swims well. You put a sardine on, it goes away from the boat, and it swims, and then it stops, and it swims, and then it stops, and it swims, and then it stops. And hopefully you get a bite. We take a jig, and we start at the other end. A jig that, you know, you think is going to swim well, or you know does because you've been using it before. But you cast it out at an area where it looks like there should be something going on, or there is something going on. And as you wind that jig back through the lure, that little kick-out thing we talk about, it swims and it stops. It swims and it stops. It swims and it stops. It's not that much different.
Now, you bring up a huge thing, and that's the jig swimming. And I realize that this is radio, and it's not the easiest thing to explain. But when you said a kick-out, that's a really big deal in a lure getting a bite. Could you try to explain that the best you can, obviously without somebody watching you make a cast? Like, how do you explain what that is and what the significance is, maybe?
You have your lure, and it swims in somewhat of a serpentine movement, shall we say.
Okay.
It's not a figure eight, you know, that figure eight where it flips over, around, around.
Right.
It's more of a serpentine. It'll roll a little bit, but it doesn't really flip over until it kicks out.
Okay.
And then that's when it kicks off to the side. Well, that's the trigger. That's what makes them bite. I got this from Taddy Shimizu way back when. A bait ball?
Okay.
Okay, and a bait ball, when there's fish around and they're tied up, the baits go inside, outside, outside, inside. The ones on the outside want to go inside to be protected. The ones on the inside are trying not to get pushed outside. But that one bait that misses the bunch and swims off in the wrong direction.
Everybody went left and he went right.
Boom. It gets eaten. Well, it kicked out.
That's a great explanation. That's a great explanation. And that's the thing, and that's probably the difference between... So when somebody walks in, when you're at the shop and there's a bunch of jigs on the wall... And the right one, quote unquote, meaning the one that's maybe better than the other, it's going to do that. It's it's all of the jigs to some level and swim at some kind. Some swim great, some not much, but all of them do something. And you're saying the kick out is one where it's swimming in its serpentine pattern, and then one, two, three, however many times during the cast, it breaks out of that and it kicks all the way to the left 2 feet, and then the next turn of the handle, it jumps right back in the line and gets right back into the serpentine.
Exactly, and that's exactly it. Now, and to try and pick them off a wall, it's difficult.
Sure.
I mean, and that's just from learning. You get no one's ever right all the time. I hate to say this.
Yeah.
But you get an idea, and it's just a little tiny advantage you can have when buying a jig. I will not buy a jig that's in a package.
Mm-hmm. You gotta feel it.
I gotta see it. Okay. I gotta be able to put my hands on it.
Yeah.
And then I hate to say this, but you can have the greatest swimming lure in the world. But if you don't use it right, you're still not going to catch anything on it. If you make it, if you cast it out in the middle of nowhere, odds are you're not going to hook one.
You got to know what you're looking for.
You can take a dowel with a hook on the end of it, and if those things are up foaming around, a yellowtail's going to bite it. But a yellowtail will follow anything. It'll follow it all the way to the boat. But it doesn't bite unless it's got that trigger mechanism.
And there is a great point. There's plenty of things. You said it best. There's plenty of things that they'll follow and follow and follow and follow and almost hypnotize. We're all the way back to your rod tip, but it's got to do something to make them get fired up and stop just swimming behind it and decide. It's got to break out of that bait ball.
Yeah, I mean, a buddy of mine years ago, he was big on the Vivifs and the Hoochie Toads.
Okay. Which is the, first generation of a rubber swim bait.
Yeah. I mean, that's basically where even stuff like the Waxwing got its idea.
Okay.
And that kind of thing. And those yellowtail would follow that. I mean, they would follow it, and I'd stand next to them, and I'd wait till they're close enough.
Yeah, you let him be the teaser.
And you just pick him off. He'd get all mad, and we'd just laugh.
That's great.
But it is. I mean, the whole thing about surface iron, I don't care if you use an 8-foot rod or 12-foot rod. That's up to you. I don't care what reel you fish with. I don't care how heavy the line is you fish with. As long as it works for you.
Right. And every person's different.
Right.
So with that, a 10-foot rod, an 8-foot rod, what is the deal? You always see guys like yourself. You guys see the guys that are the best at it, always fishing with a longer rod. What's the use of that? That's such a niche thing that goes back to your, Southern California description of a guy with a long rod. What's the main reason for that, that's the tool for the job?
The 10-foot rod is just...
Or just the long rod in general.
Long rod in general. 9 and 10-foot is... probably the mainstay.
Mm-hmm.
For me, it's glass. I am not a fan of graphite.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for other things, for tuna fishing and, you know, cow fishing and all that kind of stuff, the composites and whatnot. But if you want to have a smooth, easy cast and be able to do it for a long time, it's glass.
Uh-huh.
Glass has a memory.
So just to throw this out there for the people listening, that's in reference to the materials that the rod blanks are made of.
Right.
And in the original time, it was all fiberglass. And fiberglass is a little bit slower, a little bit spongier material. And slow refers to how far down into the rod the bend kind of goes, if you will. A fast tapered rod, the bend stops up, you know, closer to the tip. And you get into the backbone more, and slower, more of the rod is bending. And the other material would be graphite, or more commonly the graphite composites, which tend to be a little stiffer, have a little better lifting power, but they don't have that slower, spongier feel. Just throwing that out for, you know, somebody's not familiar with the material.
Yeah, exactly. And the thing about fiberglass is it's easy to cast. I mean, if you look at me standing on the bow of the boat, you don't see me leaning over the rail trying to, you know, stretch out as far as
put
I can.
Every...
I stand on 2 feet, and I just stand there and make a cast.
Mm-hmm. The other thing that I know about you, too, is you're not, like, firing with all of your might trying to get the distance either. And I think that's one of the biggest thing is you let the equipment do the work for you.
Well, right. You know, and when you find the right, you know, well, I know you were talking about, you know, but those the newest rod that I've fallen on that I really happen to like is that what is it, Skinny Buttaloo?
Seeker, yeah.
Uh-huh. It's easy to use. It's relatively light. You know, you put your reel. It's small. You can put a reel on it.
Right.
You know?
Yeah. It fits.
It fits. Yeah. And
that rod will fit everybody. You're not a small guy where fishing a big rod's not a problem, but some people are. And you know, that skinny Buttaloo will fit your hands real good.
Yeah, and it's just easy to use.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, you listen to guys, friends of mine, oh, my shoulder, oh, my rotator cuff, oh, this. Well, quit using a graphite rod. Use glass.
Mm-hmm.
And they'll solve that problem.
Well, man, as you can hear, we have got such a great show for you. This is why I've been buds with Danny for such a long time. It's exactly that. There's no, you know, no special thing. Danny's a guy that's just going to tell you what he knows from a lifetime of doing this type of fishing. And we're going to have a great show. So much cool info to cover, and so much great stuff that's going on right now with this incredible fishing. We're just bound to have a great one. And we would love to hear from you this morning. If you want to join us, be a part of Let's Talk Hookup, give us a call this morning at 213-432-1090. Again, 213-432-1090. That's how you reach us this morning. Or shoot us a text with the Let's Talk Hookup text the show option. It's a new thing we've been doing here on Let's Talk Hookup. Hugely popular. The only way to text the show is by a free download of the Let's Talk Hookup app. We don't send you any BS. There's no issue. It's a great way to listen to the show. Just anywhere you go to find the app, search for Let's Talk Hookup and download the app, and then when you fire that thing up, you'll see one of the first options is text the show. You can text us any question, and we'll try to read a bunch for Danny. Today it's going to be a great time and great info. Again, if you want to get through, 213-432-1090. And not only are we going to be taking your phone calls, not only are we talking all kinds of fishing today, we are going to be giving away a great prize, and that's a full-day trip going fishing on board the San Diego at a C4 Sport Fishing. I know, Spot, you've put plenty of time at the rail of the San Diego over the years with a lot of great guys running that boat. Now happens to be Captain Boog and Captain Brawla, and a great opportunity. Somebody's going to get to go fishing on a great boat. And, man, as you can hear, again, great show. Looking forward to it. We're looking forward to talking to you when we come back. We're going to do just that. 213-432-1090. We got a lot of Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Dana Landing in Mission Bay is truly the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Come see our expert fishing staff for just about anything you need for a great day of on-the-water fun. Looking for a fishing charter? Dana Landing has you covered with the Blackjack, perfect for up to 4 anglers, or the Impulse with up to 6. Dana Landing has a huge selection with everything you need to catch small bay bass or giant tuna. We will be sure to set you up with the right gear. We even offer reel repair and Mexican and California fishing licenses. Don't forget forget the amazing deli at Dana Landing with all the food, ice, and beverages you need to complete your day. Need freshwater tackle? Head to East County Bait and Tackle with all the finest rods and reels, the hottest freshwater lures, and live bait. ECBT has an amazing staff who love to share their passion for fishing. East County Bait and Tackle is located at the end of the 67 freeway on Main Street in Lakeside, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp on San Diego's Mission Bay. Check out danalanding.com for more details.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
Hey anglers, it's AFCO Pro Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters here. As a full-time guide, I'm on the water all year long. It's my livelihood. Having the right clothing is of the utmost importance to staying warm, dry, cool, and comfortable to endure whatever the Pacific wants to throw at me. Thankfully, I'm equipped with AFCO clothing to keep me dialed season after season. Do yourself a favor and check out AFCO's award-winning gear at a dealer near you or learn more at AFCO.com.
For over 30 years, Sea Falcon has been manufacturing the finest handmade jigs and plugs, utilizing superior components and hand-painted finishes. Sea Falcon lures are made in Japan and are based on hand-carved originals, utilizing the highest level of quality and attention to detail. Yamakatsu's premium assist hooks are ideal to pair with Sea Falcon lures, providing you with one of the highest quality lure combinations on the market. When you're shopping for premium jigs and plugs to catch the fish of a lifetime, look no further than Sea Falcon.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Cook Up. We're having a great time here this morning, talking fishing, talking fun with Danny Wade. Lots of great info going on. Man, lots of phone calls stacked up. Everybody excited. Danny, I thought it was very fun. We had talked about the great prize we're giving away, that full-day trip on the San Diego at a C4 sport fishing at the end of the show today. You said your first yellowtail ever was caught on board the San Diego.
That's right.
That's pretty cool, man. And it was still at a C4th back then?
Yeah. And I couldn't tell you who was running a boat. It could have been Williams for all I know.
Sure.
But I was a kid. I was like 7 years old. And I taught myself how to cast, for a 7 year old anyway.
Yeah.
And I was a 6X junior. My dad had bought me a 6X junior and I had it tied on and cast it over there. Okay. And I hit the water and turned the hand and boom,
That's so cool.
Like I say, at the time I thought it was the biggest fish in the world. I look back on it now, it might have been 5 pounds. But first yellowtail I ever caught, and I was 7 years old.
But at the time, that is the biggest deal in the world. And you know what? There is, too. That's the other thing. We talk about how fun it is to get the bite and all that stuff. There's nothing that pulls like a yellow. They just don't give up.
No.
It's so unique. You see it in the rod tip. You know what it is. It's just the whole thing. It's unique to our area. It's unique to how we catch them, and it's just cool. It's part of what we do.
Yeah,
it's cool,
and that's why you keep doing it.
That's it.
I mean, whether it be on one of these boats, these sport boats, or in your skiff, whatever it is, you could go out there and troll mackerels up in La Jolla all you want, but I doubt if you do it very often, because you'd rather catch them on your long rod and.
No doubt about it.
And just watch them.
There's nothing better.
Watch them, eat it, and feel a thing come tight.
I love it.
That's why you do it.
Yeah, no doubt.
That's why you do it.
Well, the phones are packed. Everybody's excited to get going on the show this morning, so we're going to do just that. We're going to start it off with Vinny. Vinny's calling us from Carlsbad this morning. What's up, Vinny? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. How you doing?
What's up, Vinny?
Just wanted to say thank you very much for having John from the Ireland on last year. I had a blast. I just used that trip up. It was a day and a half trip, and it was insane fishing on that trip. We had Captain Sydney on there, Captain John, and the whole crew. And I asked them how long they'd been working together, and they said about a month. And prior to that, I went on a trip with the Royal Polaris, and I kid you not, these guys worked together like they were on the Royal Polaris. It was insane, the teamwork. They had everybody out there. It was just full speed at 10:30. I mean, we ran over this bass, and it was insane. It was almost limits. We were 9 short. We just had a blast out there. So thank you guys very much.
Well, that's awesome, Vinny. It's our pleasure, and I'm glad that glad you had such a great trip and a great experience. What was the size of the bluefins you guys were catching?
There were anywhere from 20, and I think the largest one was 200. And my cousin, he'd never pulled on one of those big ones, man. He hooked up to, he had one right at gaff, or at least three right at gaff. And unfortunately, he just didn't get him. And I looked at him, and they guessed at 100, but I don't know, you know.
Awesome.
There was so many lines in the water. And they had one that was probably about 60, and a big old Mako came and just took the back end of the thing. It was exciting. I mean, it's so cool out there just to see all that. So,
what's going on right now is just, it's just epic. What more do you say about it? It's close to home. They're biting. It's daytime. It's nighttime. You just don't know what to expect. Vinny, I'm glad you guys had such a great... Go ahead.
The flat fall was just killing it. The flat fall, the knife jigs during the night, and then as far as like during the day, you were fishing anywhere from probably 30 pound with a small, probably I would say size 3 circle hook. Everything's circle hook, and they're getting mad. Like, tie on a circle hook. You need a circle hook. I mean, everybody's trying to do the J hook old school, and it's like, do not use a J hook. Do you understand what I'm trying to tell you guys? John's like, you know, like, you're not going to get a fish. You understand that, you know? And it's like, you got to listen to what the captain and the crew is. That's so crucial when you're out there on those boats. I can't emphasize that enough. They do this day in, day out, you guys.
Listen to what they're telling you. You got it, Vinny. Well, I'm glad you had such a great trip, and appreciate the call and the report. And, man, keep after it. Appreciate the phone call. Thanks, Vinny. It's fun. Now, I know Vinny's comment about that just really got me to think, and I know it's certainly the same for you at the tackle shop at H&M there. It's one of the first times when it's not difficult to say, but, you know, you pride yourself on telling a guy what to be prepared for when he comes fishing on his trip. And if somebody's going on a day-and-a-half trip, you know, you usually in a quote-unquote normal season, you know ahead of time. You're going to need some 25-pound. You're going to need a couple of sinkers, whatever. Man, he said it best, Vinny, like they had fish from 20 pounds to 220 pounds and everything in between right now. Like, there's a lot of fishing to be had right now.
Oh, yeah. I mean, we get phone calls all the time. Well, I'm going on a day and a half trip. What should I bring? Well, what do you got?
Yeah,
well, I got something with 30 pounds and 50 and 60 and 80. Okay, bring it.
Yeah.
Bring you got 800 pound? Bring it, you know.
There's a place for all of it now.
If you got to bring it, especially with what's going on now, because again, you don't know if it's going to be 12 pounds or 212 pounds, you know.
Yeah.
And you bring it, you know.
The thing that's fun about that too is, you know, you're fishing, boy, you want to talk about some fishing time on a day and a half trip right now. It is, because there is some very good, you know, deep flat fall style of fishing to be had in the dark right now. And there's great fly line fishing to be had in the daytime. There's some, you know, fish up on the surface foaming around, lure casting in the daytime. There's kite fishing. Like, all of those things are thing. And the fish right now is so close to home. When you leave at your, you know, 10 o'clock departure, you're likely to be fishing well before the sun comes up. You know, you're likely to be fishing in a few hours.
Oh, yeah. I mean, some of the stuff. If you were leaving, we'll say 10 o'clock, you better be up by 1 o'clock.
No doubt.
Because it's or just be paying attention anyway,
yeah.
You know, when the throttles throw back or the, hey, guys, we got fish at 225 feet. We got good marks, and it's under the boat right now. You better be getting your butt out of bed.
If a guy like Vinny's going fishing and he, pardon me, he's coming through, and I know that surface iron is your game, but I also know that you like to catch fish all ways. If somebody is coming through and wanting to be prepared for a nighttime vertical jig type fishing, What are you tying on to the rail? Do you love keeping it old school? Which, you know, all this bluefin we used to catch in the day was a chrome heavy jig, a 4-0 heavy, a DW1 heavy, you know, something like that. Are you a chrome lure guy, or do you like the newer flat falls? Do you like the newest rage of all the knife jigs? What's your flavor of choice?
I'm rarely one to fish anything below 40 pounds.
Okay.
I'm rarely.
Okay.
Probably haven't in years. My lightest rod is 40 pounds.
Okay. That's a light to have.
Yeah. And then I go to 50, and then I go straight to 80 on up to 100.
Okay.
I'm not a big 60-pound guy, but that's just me.
Sure.
But sinker rigging and so on, I do it on and flat falling and SK jigs and whatever. It's all on 100 pounds. If, you know, it's 3 o'clock in the morning, they don't care if it's 40 pound, 60 pound, that's 80 true. Pound, or 220 pound. They don't care. If you're going to try and fish for that kind of fish, you want to at least have a shot at putting it on the boat. You know, the best example I can think, you know, the first year, the one tournament, you know, mm-hmm. the first year, kid comes in, he's got a fathom 40, 80 pound braid. And he's got a 40-pound top shot on. He's going to fish flat fall. I said, well, you need to put like an 80-pound or 100-pound top shot on that thing. Oh, well, I want to make sure I get a bite. You're putting a flat fall on. It doesn't matter. Well, I just want to make sure I get a bite. I said, well, all right. You know, knock yourself out. He comes in, puppy dog tears. And the next day when the boat gets back in, I float a fish for 2.5 hours. What part weren't you listening to last night?
In the dark, in a low light, no light condition, it just doesn't matter.
You can't be too heavy.
Yeah.
And even, you know, even in the mornings, maybe you picked up and you're moving off and you're trying to get on a new batch of fish, and it's daylight. Roy Royce put it the best I ever heard, and I was watching one of them little Royal Players video things mm-hmm. just for something to do. We get on a 70-pound spot of fish. The last thing I want to do is see you guys putting in 30 pounds. You should be starting at 60.
Mm-hmm.
Well, because you think about that stuff. If everybody goes in heavy, it comes up and it decides it wants to bite, put them on the boat.
Sure.
Instead of guys dropping in 25 and guys dropping in 20 and 30 and this and that and that and this. And then they wonder why they lose them all. And then the fish swim away.
Speaking of the Royal Polaris, Frank always tells a story of similar thing to what you just said, or the reason behind it is that he's seen thousands of guys in his lifetime fight a fish for hours on end. They're sore, they're tired, they put everything into it, only to have it on too light a gear, to have the fish chew them off, or the hook pull, or whatever other scenario exists when you hook them on too light a line. And none of them have ever just turned around after an hour getting their butts kicked and yelled out, man, that sure was fun. I'm sure glad I got my butt kicked. Like, no, you want the payoff. You want that thing coming aboard. And
The mystique about bluefin is that they're finicky. Bluefin are not finicky. You just got to find the ones who want to bite.
There you go.
And when they're on their own bait and they're on all that other stuff, I don't care if you go down to 2 pounds. You're still not going to get a bite. But when they decide to chew, you better be ready for it. and appropriate to the line size to the fish. You know, and that's why I go 40 pounds. I can get a 100-pound fish on 40 pounds. Mm-hmm. I'm probably going to get it on 25.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's what you got to think of. And I even look at it, just from being in this business so long, I look at it to all the other folks on the boat. So I hang a fish on 20 pounds. Now we're going to sit here for 2.5 hours, and you know you're not going to get it.
Yeah.
But you're going to make all them other people wait, you know, for 2.5 hours to know you're going to lose a fish.
You're tying up the opportunity where maybe you find a school where they do bite 60 pound and you catch 20 of them.
Exactly.
That's it. Exactly. I like it. Hey, let's jump back into the phones. We're going to talk to Mike. He's calling us from Torrance this morning. What's up, Mike? Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, Ricky. Good morning, Danny. I was fortunate to finish with Danny years ago on Labor Day on the Top 1080, and he's just so calm, and he just goes up on the bow and sits on the rail and casts and cruises and pulls them in, and here's another yellowtail. He did great. We were up at Cedros years ago. But I just had the best trip of my life. We went out on the Top Gun 80 on what we called the Top Gun 21 Big Fish Starter, and we got a text of 18 guys going back and forth, and all year long we're laughing about how we're going to go out there and get them, and we did. We got 15 over 100. We got 3 right at 200. We got 2.25. All my buddies, or 13 of the 18 of us, got their personal best.
Wow.
So Bobby tried so hard. It was scratchy fishing, but they'd come through occasionally, and we'd get them, or we wouldn't. There were so many heartbreaks, so much success. We had T-shirts made for the group, and we all put them on at the weigh-in, and I took 300 pictures, and I'm sending them out to everybody. It's just such a blast. I've caught so many little fish over 45 years ago, and that finally, here's the big ones, and they want to bite, and they're in our backyard. So what a great fishery. What a great industry is out there, and I want to thank you guys for all that you're putting into it. I see it from the backside, and it's pretty awesome. I love Let's Talk Hookup, and it's good to see you in the tackle shop, Danny. And good luck with your lure business there.
It's working out. It's doing okay. We just actually came out with Jerry Guzman, who actually is, you know, JRI, doing a chrome version of the DW1 and a chrome version of the KO, whatever it's called, whatever the
KO6,
name is.
KO6, right?
KO6. Mm-hmm. And I believe they're doing some stingers, too.
Okay. And I got to see one. You brought one in. It's really good looking jig.
Yeah,
great timing for all this tuna that's around right now to have a good chrome heavy jig option. Really nice.
Offered single hook and treble.
Okay,
well.
Cool. You know, and that's one of the things, too, that Jerry does such a good job on is the hardware is always really nice. The rings are super clean. The hooks are always high end. He never uses the hook that's available, he uses the hook that's right.
Right.
You know,
right.
And if that means waiting until the hook is right, that's what he does. He doesn't buy a crummy hook just because I gotta get them out. You know, like those jigs don't go out unless they're right. Sometimes to the dismay of us in the tackle store, like, come on, man, we need more of these things, and it just doesn't happen. Those things, they don't have crummy paint jobs, they don't have crummy welds, they don't have crummy hooks because the quality is right. When one of those things makes it out, it's done the right way.
That's, you know. And you know, from an old guy like me, you know, and they're sandcast.
Okay.
And that's all the difference in the world as far as I'm concerned. Getting back to the Bobby Taft and Scotty and those guys top end, I probably shouldn't say this, but I've known Bob for a long time. And if God spoke down to me and says, Danny, you can only go fishing on one with one captain for the rest of your life. That's a man, it'd be.
No kidding. That's some serious accolades.
I don't care if you're up at Channel Islands. I don't care if you're here locally. I don't care if Benitez, Cedars, the Loop. Well, him and his dad, I mean, they were, you know, they were all over that loop back in the late 70s and early 80s. Everybody else was running down to Benitez, Cedars, and Hippolito, San Pablo, and those guys were sticking it out there. And Guadalupe is one of his favorite places to fish. It's just such a pain in the ass to get there now.
Yeah.
But, you know, I've fished all the way down to the ridge in the Lajos. You know, I don't care where.
Your guy.
He's I mean, that is a guy that can turn his head and, oh, hey, look at that. We should go over and catch those things. and call it the proverbial horseshoe, if you will.
He's got it.
But he's got it.
That's cool. That's great. Well, hey, with that said, we're going to find out what else is biting out there in the Baja because we got the catch report from the cast, man. Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours today. That report sponsored by Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks. They've been a top choice for the tuna fishing this season from the Gamakatsu Nautilus Light, that great standard wire Nautilus, and that new Nautilus HD. Having the ability to choose the right gauge of wire in your circle hook can be critical. And with that Gamakatsu Nautilus, you have the right choice and the confidence that you'll be fishing the right hook to get you bit. Stock up on Gamakatsu Nautilus Circle Hooks at selected tackle stores. Let's talk to the cast man, Richard Castaneda from Cast Tours. Buenos dias, cast man.
Buenos dias, Ricky. I'm up in up at the Oregon Casa. I'll tell you, the coho salmon are going off just right outside the jaws there. They're getting their daily limits. Not a lot of big fish, you know, 8 to 12 pound fish, but you know, they're catching them, and gosh, the boats have just been flying by the house here the last two mornings. There's just a lot of people in town fishing these salmon. It looks like it's going to be one heck of a coho year down up in this area. But some fishing to be had in the Oregon coast. Down in the Baja, I've got my good friend Joe Barcino. He's down in La Paz visiting some relatives, and he went out and fished with David Jones down there, and he reported that, gosh, he says there's a lot of striped marlin down there. And I think he had a shot about close to a dozen fish, and he got three out of the dozen. I think he got three to the boat one day. Plus, you know, the roosters are going off along the beaches there. Not too much tuna action, and a fairly good dorado bite going on there in La Paz. Up in Loretto there, our good friend Danny Talamantes, our charter master there, reporting scattered dorado throughout the area there. Some fish up to 30 pounds, no real big boys, none of the big 40, 50-pound bulls. But, you know, it's a good, fairly good dorado bite going on. But he said that the yellowtail up at Pulpito and up there in San Bruno area is just incredible. A lot of yellowtail, especially for this time of year. So they're doing really well there. And, of course, we'll wind up with San Jose del Cabo. Our good friend Baja Bob there, who lives in La Playita. The guy's an avid windsurfer, surfer, kite surfer, and fisherman. And he's reporting the dorado bite, pretty good dorado bite going on down there. Not a lot of tuna. Says they did find some smaller tuna out at the 95. So it's quite a run to get out there, but they were getting some football-sized fish there. The Iman, the San Luis, and the Vinorama area, they're getting some bigger fish, but not many. They're getting fish up to 30, 40 pounds there on the tuna. But anyway, that's the report for this week. Hopefully things are starting to happen now down in the Baja, the East Cape area. That's all, you know, this is the time of year. All in between now and end of October, end of middle of November, it's their time, and it's a good time to get down there and fish. Anyway, give us a call at Cass Tours, 800-593-6510, or on the web at www.casstours.com. And I'll talk to you boys next Saturday.
Cass, man, appreciate that. Great report. Glad to hear there's some good fishing going on. Glad to hear you got some coho stocking up the freezer, too, buddy. We appreciate a great report. And one more time, if somebody wants to join you, give us that phone number one more time to join you on one of these great trips from Cass Tours.
Thanks, Ricky. 800-593-6510. Talk to you next week.
All right, buddy. Talk to you next week. Appreciate that. And when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way. Phones are packed up. If you want to get through with your questions for Danny, 213-432-1090. A lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way on the Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Henry David Thoreau said, "Many men go fishing all their lives without knowing that it's not the fish they are after." Let me tell you, it's been one wild year, but one thing that still rings true is how nice it is to get out on the water. And at Fast Lightning Kayaking, we have the tools to do it. Catch fish and social distance on the super stable and fully loaded fishing machine, the Hobie Pro Angler, now available with Mirage Drive 360. Or explore our beautiful coastlines, bays, and lakes in comfort on a Hobie Compass or Passport. Or load up the car and hit the road with the inflatable Hobie I-11S and kayak the stunning lakes in Eastern Sierra or wherever you can dream up. The Fast Lane team cannot begin to tell you how much we appreciate your business over the last 41 years. We are family owned and operated and always have been. And we're here to help you get on the water and spread the stoke. Check out our website at fastlanekayaking.com or stop by the shop in Dana Landing Marina right on the water in Mission Bay. Let's get out and make some memories.
Here's John Ireland for Rancho Leonero.
Rancho is small, you know. It's very personal, very intimate. I don't think there's anywhere else that you could have the old Baja feel and have all those miles of beachfront, the palapa roofs and the stone walls. There's not a room that you don't have some kind of ocean view. You don't give up any amenities at the ranch. It's just very rustic. You know how when you cook outdoors it tastes better? Well, that's Rancho Leonero. It just tastes better. We have paddle boards. We've got kayaks. We've got snorkeling equipment, of course. We've got 12 super pongas. We have dive trips. We've got over 40 kayaks at the hotel. We've got all accurate equipment, very top of the line. And when the fishing's good, we'll freeze your fish, pack it all up, send it home with you. People love it. They'll come back 5-6 times a year. That's the highest accolade we can get. 1-800-646-2252. 646-BAHA. And RancholandNarrow.com. It's unique.
This is Captain Art Taylor of Searcher Sport Fishing. Celia and I would like to thank all of our great customers for helping celebrate Searcher's 50th anniversary. Our 2021 schedule is available now with more limited load trips. The Searcher has a great crew, fantastic food, a family atmosphere to make your fishing adventure complete. Book your trip online at SearcherSportFishing.com. That's SearcherSportFishing.com. Or call Celia at 619-226-2403.
Here's the hot tip on the best fishing L.A. has to offer, 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. They are home to L.A.'s finest open party fleet, including overnight on the Freedom, Catalina Freelance on the Pursuit, half-day trips on the Monte Carlo, and three-quarter-day trips on the Sea Angler. For your own private charter, we have the Outrider True Line available. There's always plenty of free parking and a fully stocked tackle store. 22nd Street Landing Sport Fishing in San Pedro. Call 310-832-8304 or on the web at 22ndstreet.com.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm having a great time here this morning talking fishing, talking with Dan Wade, expert jig fisherman, and I got to wish a very happy 50th anniversary to Scott and Debbie Dixon, big fans of the show, and I got a chance to talk to Debbie yesterday at the tackle store, and man, congratulations to you guys. That's quite a milestone, 50 years, and I know big fans of Let's Talk Hookup and big fans of fishing. Scott and Debbie fish together on their boat, True Grit, all the time, so big fans of the show, and I want a big congratulations to you guys for 50 years. That's pretty darn awesome. And I want to let you know a very cool event coming up. It's just around the corner, August 14th and 15th. It's the Western Outdoor News California Tuna Jackpot. It's a great tournament that Western Outdoor News puts on. $10,000 in payback for the top three finishers. Plus, they're giving away a Yamaha generator. They've got early bird signups for Furuno Electronics. It's a really, really fun tuna event. $400 per team with a minimum of two people, and you can have up to four anglers and six people total on the boat. But a great event, well run by the guys at Western Outdoor News. Again, August 14th through 15th, and you can check wonews.com for a little more information on their events tab. And those guys sure do a great job. So a very fun event coming up with Western Outdoor News. Hey, with that said, the phone calls are packed. The texts are packed up. Let's grab a text question. We've had some great ones coming through. We're going to start off. This one was from Russell, who's calling for our texting, at least from Huntington Beach. Danny, what is your go-to rod and reel setup for throwing a surface iron?
That depends. I mean, that all depends. If I was told I can only have one rod and reel,
that's tough,
to fish surface iron, it's going to be a Harnell.
Okay.
And I happen to have some.
You got a couple.
And the reel, you know, being it's a Harnell, I'd probably go back to the old Jigmaster.
Okay, really?
Yeah. I have caught more yellowtail on a Jigmaster than any other reel I've ever used.
Mm-hmm.
And I've caught a lot of yellowtail on a lot of different reels. But I can't tell you how many yellowtail I caught on a Jigmaster. Thousands upon thousands upon thousands.
You said something to me years ago, and it was about, you know, reels and gear ratios and all the types of things. And it was that when all of the lures that we like fishing now were being created, that was the reel that they were. That was the reel that we went. They were prototyping, whatever. Whatever you insert your favorite lure here, a 4-0 light, whatever it might be. They were throwing that on a Taddy 4 or on a Penn 500,
on a Jigmaster, yeah. That's why the problem that people have in this modern era of technology with reels, most reels are 6-to-1.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you know, you got to back them up a little bit. You got to slow them down a little bit, especially if the boat's got the hook in the water. You
know, okay.
You got to slow that lure down because that's how it was made to work. I mean, there were real deal transmissions and stuff of that nature back in the mid-50s and earlier and so on. But it was the Jigmaster that really brought it all to beginning of what it is today. The drag wasn't the greatest drag in the world, but back then it was.
Mm-hmm.
And it still works to this day. You know, that's what I recommend, especially somebody who's on a budget. You know, I can't afford a $500 Trinidad. Well, go buy yourself a $97 Jigmaster Penn 500.
Right.
And it'll do your job until you can't afford that other reel, whichever way you want to go. There's nothing wrong with them. They still work to this day.
And you're going to catch plenty of fish in the meantime.
Sure.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Now, you mentioned a Harnell. That was if you had one left, that probably a lot of people nowadays aren't even familiar with what that is. They haven't been around for a long enough amount of time. What's the draw to the Harnell if you got one rod left to fish with?
Easy casting.
Cast a lure a long way.
Just like if you took that baby Alua we were talking about earlier, the skinny mm-hmm. butt, it's that rod a little bit heavier because the technologies and glass were different and resins were different, but it's that rod 50 years ago.
Okay.
Again, I...
Harnell, for somebody that's not familiar with it, it's long, it's heavy, and it bends like a hula hoop.
Yep. Yeah. You know, almost tied in a knot.
It's a great casting tool. Like, there's not a better tool for taking a DW1 light and casting it a long ways away from the boat. But it is not a fish fighting tool at all.
But for yellowtail, I don't fight them anyway. Yeah. You know, I keep a slight bend in the rod. I just wind. I just turn the handle. I turn the handle. I get them straight up and down. The rod goes on a rail. And then you just slowly turn the handle, mm-hmm. and that little corkscrew starts showing up. And then here they come.
There you go.
All that up and down stuff, you know, lift the rod up, wind down, lift the rod up, wind down.
That's not you.
No.
Yeah. Pick up line when they're pointing at you and put the rod on the rail.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, that's all there is to it. So you're not really fighting. No. You know, it's not a rod I'm going to take and go try and catch a 100-pound tuna on.
Right.
That thing stays home. One rod and reel would be that.
And the attraction to that, again, it's all that fiberglass. It is super duper slow, but you can imagine when you're making a cast and you're, whatever you call it, the back cast, or when you're pushing the rod forward, there's a lot more of that blank that's bending on the back half, which means a lot more of that blank is now loaded up. And then when you push it forward and it starts to get beyond your shoulder, you've got all of that rod bent and all of that power is going to push that lure forward when you start coming forward with the rod.
Right, right. And I mean, the fiberglass has a memory. So the longer the jig and the rod stay behind you, mm-hmm. as you come forward, the farther it goes in the opposite direction with less effort. Graphites and various, you know, other, you know, whatever they're making these rods, mm-hmm. they react right now.
Mm-hmm.
And that's why a lot of guys, you know, when they first pick up a graphite rod, the first cast they make is just flat and straight.
Line drive.
Yeah.
And you're going to get your distance out of long, high, arc.
Yeah. Yeah. It should also be, you know, on your own boat, do whatever you want. On one of these sport boats, you should be fishing monofilament.
Mm-hmm.
Take your braid, you know, leave it at home. If you're going to be fishing a surface iron, get your reel accordingly. Leave your little level wind at home, and go fishing.
40-pound mono.
40-pound.
That's what
mono.
You like.
Yeah, 30-pound. I would prefer, but it's a sea lion issue. You mm-hmm. know,
it's just not the same.
It's not the same. Yeah, I mean, I used 25 and 30-pound for years and years and years. Take you a little longer to get them in, but you know, you get bit a lot more.
Okay.
It's just less drag. It's less interference.
Sure.
And I mean, let's face it, you know, on a long rod, how hard can you pull one difference or the other between 30 and 40 pounds?
Yeah. You can't.
Yeah.
You can't. Like, those are just not tools for pulling on fish.
Right.
They're, it's as you described, it's meant to get the lure a long way away from the boat, and then you gather lines as you can, and there are some that are better for it, nothing is perfect. You know, there's not a rod that's going to cast 2 miles and pull on the fish grate, and you just kind of got to decide between you what you want that to do more. And
you find your own comfort zone, you know. I mean, man who just passed away, long-time friend of mine, Stinger, you know, Ray Montero.
Sure.
That guy was 5'1" on a good day. But he could stand next to you with a 10-foot rod and cast just as far as anybody else.
That was always the example I used when a guy went to the rack and I'm looking for a surface iron rod, and we'd start looking at whatever, a 90J or a 100J or whatever it might be, and said, oh, it's too long, I need something shorter, that's too much for me. It's all techniques. You can cast a rod like anybody could.
Yeah, I mean, people put too much effort into it. If you learn how to cast properly, you cast flat-footed. No one foot in the air, no leaning over the rail. You make a cast. You look at Alex Stockfeldt,
mm-hmm.
Steve P. Faro, and Evil.
Right.
Myself, Ryan, Matt, Fisher. Look at the way they cast. Look at the way everybody of that nature casts. They all stand flat-footed.
Okay.
They all, it's just an easy flow motion. And you put the rod goes under your arm and you start your retreat.
Yeah.
And it's not you won't hear any of these guys, oh, my shoulder, oh, this, oh, that, because you're just standing there making a cast.
Yeah. Let the equipment do the work, I think, is one of the most important things you can say. Like, you bought a good rod and you got a good reel. Let those two things do what they're supposed to do. You know,
if you learn how to cast it properly, the jig will take care of itself. It'll get there.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't need, you know, everybody, well, how far can you cast? That has nothing to do with it. I don't care if you can cast 300 feet. If them fish are popping up 125 feet away from the boat, you just wasted 100 feet.
Yeah.
And you're still not going to get bit. You know, you cast to where the fish are or where they seem to
sure.
be. And it pays off, you know. Now, I mean, think about every time you've ever been on a sport boat or even on your own boat. Most of those fish bite you within 100 feet.
No doubt.
Most of the fish bite you within 100 feet of the boat. So all that thing about, oh, well, I can cast 325 yards. Well, good for you. but it's not going to do you any good.
Yeah, you got to get to where the bite's at.
You got to be where the fish are at.
That's it. I love it. Well, let's jump back into the phones. This time we're going to talk to Rich. Rich is calling us from Bradley this morning. Hi, Rich. Welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Well, thank you. And yellowtail fishing is probably one of my favorite things out on the ocean as well. And you just talked about using the 30-pound and 40-pound, and that was one of the main reasons I called was, when do you want to switch back and forth between 30 and 40-pound when you're fishing for yellowtail, surface iron? And then the other question would be, when would you want to switch from a treble hook to a single hook on your surface iron?
Treble hook, single hook on a surface iron, yellowtail fishing? Never.
Yeah. You always like the treble.
Yeah. Okay. The lure was designed around a treble hook. As far as 30-pound and 40-pound, if there's no sea lions around and there's no issue with anything of that nature, you can use 30-pound all day.
Okay.
Your lure will swim a little better. Your reaction will be a little better. But it's mainly a sea lion thing. And the only other thing you got to look at is as you make X amount of casts in the course of, say, an hour.
Mm-hmm.
With 30-pound, that 12 inches right at your tip, 6 inches on either side, you know that as you make that cast, that pulls one way or the other, and it wears that out. So that's the only thing you really got to look at. You got to make sure you pay attention to it. It'll start a little curlicue.
Okay.
And that's where it's going to break.
Sure. So a smart guy halfway through the day, one or two times throughout the day, he's going to. He's going to rip off 3 feet of line, cut it, and retie his lure back on.
Right, right. I get to where I buy a 1 pound spool visor,
mm-hmm.
40 pound, and I carry it with me. You catch 5 or 6 fish in the course of whatever given time, your line's starting to stretch out. It's starting to get stretched.
It's definitely not going to perform the same
as it
is.
So, maybe we're at North Island, we're shooting down to South Kelp. Stand by the trash can, peel your top shot off, your 100 yards or whatever the hell you got on there, and wind on some new line.
Sure.
It's cheap.
Yeah.
And it's the one thing that holds you on to the end of a fish.
And if you're somebody that's a great call, too. So this is a guy that's done it his whole life. And what a even better tip that is for somebody that is starting out, that is experiencing a few extra backlashes. I got into a little tangle, and... When you get a backlash, it's a pretty tight one, and it throws a couple of kinks, and it throws a couple of twists on the line. It's forever not going to cast as good, and that's the beauty of having Spectra. And I know you said to me that the only reason you like Spectra are jig casting reels is so you only have to take off whatever 125 yards instead of taking off 300 of them.
Right. But even back before this whole Spectra craze and whatnot. I would top shot my mono.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I had that to where, that 125 yards, give or take, of brand new line.
Yeah.
Splice it on, wind it up, fill it back up.
And a great call. Like you say, you're going to make a move that's going to take you a half hour, rip it off, put some new line on. At the end of the day, it costs you an extra $10, but now you got a nice, clean, straight line that doesn't have any twists and doesn't have any backlashes, and you're going to be back in the game.
And you also, I hear guys, oh, man, I just cast off the best jig I ever had. Maybe you should have changed your line.
There you go. Yeah, that's a good call.
And maybe you should have changed. When in doubt, change your line. It's tuna fishing. Guys come in and say, oh, you think this line's any good? It's 80 pound. It's been on here since last year. Well, you answered your own question. It's been on here since last year.
Yeah.
Change it.
It's the cheap part.
Yeah, it's the cheap part. You do your little 100-foot top shot, 50-foot top shot, whatever kind of top shot that person wants. You spend your $3, $5, $4, $7, $8, $10, whatever it is, and you got a much better shot of putting that fish on the boat.
I dig it. That's good advice.
And then, you know, oh, well, I wish I would have changed my line. You know.
That's it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including checking in with the Catch Report. We're going to find out what's biting up and down the beach. You stay tuned. You're listening to Let's Talk Hookup on that Let's Talk Hookup app and the Mightier 1090.
Cedros Island is one of those destination spots that has a reputation all its own. Cedros Island Fishing Charters will have you fishing all our favorite remote locations for your personal best yellowtail and calico bass. Our captains are knowledgeable local fishermen who take pride in giving you a more personal island experience. Check out our website, CedrosIslandFishingCharters.com, and all our social media for daily updates from the island during the season. Pick your dates on our online reservation system and come join us for a great time on Cedros Island or give me a call, 760-913-9035.
Seakeeper, the leader in marine stabilization, has launched its newest, smallest, and most radically different model, the Seakeeper 1. Now, for the first time, stabilization is available for boats as small as 23 feet. The Seakeeper 1 is designed to eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on vessels 23 to 30 feet. With a fresh new look, the Seakeeper 1 has a compact flush mount installation and runs on 12-volt battery power. Installation is a breeze. It can fit under almost any seat. Now your skiff can enjoy the comfort and enjoyment that only a Seakeeper equipped boat can provide. Check out the Seakeeper demo boat at upcoming shows and arrange a free test drive. Seakeeper has changed the lives of many Southern California anglers, including Pete Gray, and will allow you to stay on the fishing grounds when others need to head back to port. Visit seakeeper.com/take a ride to arrange a demo. Eliminate up to 95% of boat roll on your trailer boat. Seakeeper. Once you feel it, you'll never boat without it.
One of the dream trips for most anglers is Alaska. There are so many lodges. How do you make a choice? It's easy. Choose the one most Let's Talk Hookup listeners return to time after time. Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. No one does it better than Kingfisher Charters. They offer the best service, the most comfortable accommodations, fantastic food, and the finest charter captains in Sitka. All for the ultimate value. One visit and you will understand why nobody beats Kingfisher Charters. Sitka is famous for some of the best runs of salmon in Alaska. And if giant Alaskan halibut is your target, the expert captains at Kingfisher Charters know the hot spots and can put you on a fish of a lifetime. Plenty of rockfish and huge ling cod are there too. And when it comes to fish processing, the best in Alaska is Kingfisher Charters. It's all included in your package. In fact, everything is included except tips. It is truly amazing how the Kingfisher crew continues the quality of service they deliver year after year. Kingfisher Charters, 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
This is the wheel Southern California saltwater anglers have been waiting for. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG. From casting Wahoo bombs while long-range fishing, fishing local tuna or rockfish, the new Shimano Torium 40 HG should be part of your arsenal. With more capacity, more power, and an amazing 31 pounds of drag with Shimano's carbon drag system, nothing rivals this addition to the Torium lineup. Captain Ben Florentino of Coastal Charters says Shimano engineered Torium for the way we fish on the West Coast. With casting gear on conventional tackle, Torium's power and fishability are rooted in its body. A rigid, all-metal Hagane body encases Torium, delivering both stiffness and impact resistance. Anglers' actions are transformed directly into cranking power. Torium's S-compact body design makes it easier for anglers to control hooked fish in critical situations. The new Shimano Torium 40 HG is now available at your local Shimano dealer. Grab yours today.
Your San Diego County Ford dealer knows that vehicles are not one size fits all, and they have a variety to choose from to suit your individual wants and needs. Looking for a truck to handle both work and play? The legendary F-150 has you covered with its military-grade aluminum alloy body and high-strength steel frame and smart technology, like the available Pro Trailer Backup Assist to help you back up your boat with the turn of a dial. Or do you need a vehicle that's ready for your next adventure? The Ford Ranger is standing by, so grab your gear and let's go! This adventure Ready truck has an available terrain management system that has four selectable drive modes depending on what terrain you're on for optimum performance. Is an SUV more your speed? No problem. Your San Diego County Ford dealers have those too. The 2020 Ford Explorer has been completely redesigned inside and out and has available third row power fold seats to easily accommodate more passengers or cargo and available twin panel moonroof to let the outdoors in. Visit buyfordnow.com to learn more or visit your nearest San Diego County Ford dealer today. They'll be glad to hook you up.